Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. David, I'll be with you in just a second. I just wanted to say that, why is it that at the meetups, hardly anybody, only three people at the meetup where they voted to throw out Norm Shealy and me. Why is it that only three people voted to keep us? Why? I was the guy who started the meetup. And when I was no longer there, the meetup fell apart. No one was able to put it back together. Now, I'm not saying that I'm the greatest, but I'm telling you that no one else was able to keep it running. They couldn't do it. And yet they threw me out. That's okay, and I'm really glad they did, because I have learned so many valuable lessons. And this is why you hear me say that I'm not willing to help most people anymore. I'm not willing to do it, because I'm describing to you what most people are like. They are willing to throw overboard people who have helped them. Loyalty is almost vanished. I want to talk about loyalty for just a second. So why is it that the students and the instructors don't pile on and beat up verbally with the written word these detractors on the Ron Gibson channel? Why don't they just pummel these guys? And I'm talking about 408 Magenta. Why aren't they being pummeled? Why isn't the other guy being pummeled? You know, Keith D. Why? Well, so that tells me that why should I continue doing this if I'm standing alone? And when I was in Virginia and I fought and I was the point of the spear, the tip of the spear to stop the second largest trash company in the United States from building a mountain of trash on top of an aquifer in the county where we lived. I was the point person. And when it was all over, we won, but I was standing all by myself. My neighbors had disappeared. My neighbors disappeared from the fight. They had as much to lose as we all did, but they were gone. Now, in the beginning of the fight, we're all in this together. We're behind you, Vin, 110%, whatever that means, that idiotic phrase. But when it was all over, my health was really damaged. The fight was long and it was hard. Shots were fired at our house. And that's why I carry a gun today. That's why we all do. That's the genesis of the Fennellis carrying guns. Because we were shot at, attacked. Over a dump. And then the other fight was putting a prison in our little tiny hamlet of 500 people in an abandoned Shaw rug or carpet factory. We're going to put a prison in there. And we opposed it. And that was another fight. And we're with you. We're behind you. 110%. And when that was all over, I was the only guy standing. And we beat them too. And I don't normally use this terminology, but when I left Virginia, my farewell message was, screw you all. You're on your own now. Vin Fennelli is no longer fighting for you. Have a nice day. I want to thank Steve Elkins. He thought that it might be nice for me to have a wingman today. So during the previous commercial break, he called the farmhouse and chatted with Mrs. Finelli and asked her if I wanted a wingman. And I got the message to her that I appreciate it, but I'm going to do 2 hours by myself. I've never done it before. 8 years of broadcasting, I've never done 2 hours of, you know, monologue. Not prepared for it. You know, what's that like? I think we should all stretch. I think we should all learn new things, new skills. So this is a new one for me, and you're hearing it live. No safety net. First time. You don't hear me begging for calls. You don't hear me saying, hey, I'm all alone here. Y'all, can you help me? So this is what it's going to be like. And it's just one, like, tiny, tiny, tiny example. You might have to figure out what to do on your own right then and there live. You might have to do that. And that's what I'm doing right now. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with me, Vin Finelli.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Let it out, man. Let it out. I've been there. I've seen it. Racked my brain. I still am shocked about the whole meetup thing. I didn't start listening to your show and towards the end of that. I would have loved to have been to some of them, but I would like to say, ask, have all them people that voted against you came back at a later time and act like nothing ever happened and ask you for help or your opinion on or an idea to help fix the situation?
No, they haven't. I think that they are embarrassed. There's one guy, he trades by the name of P. Freely, as in urinate freely. I don't know what that means, but that's what this guy, he's one of the meetup guys, and he used to send me emails, and he would say, I'm paraphrasing, so I'm not quoting him exactly, but this is the intent. During the broadcast, he would send me an email saying, I started talking about tractors, so I turned off in 10 seconds. Other people say, I love it when you talk about equipment because I learned things I've never heard before. But this guy, so here's what's happening. There are those who want this to be just like all the other broadcasts where we talk about what's in the news. Well, some things in the news are certainly worth talking about, but that's not what we do. That's not our primary mission. Our primary mission is to teach, and what we want to teach is things that most people don't know about. So they can hear, they can go to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Michael Medved or Michael Weiner, also known as Michael Savage, and go to those broadcasts, and they can hear the same thing over and over and over again. I don't want to do that. That's not what we do. What we do is something more akin to what Art Bell used to do when he was alive. And I believe he was the greatest broadcaster ever, Art Bell. And if we could just be a little bit of what Art Bell did, I'd be really excited. So the format of what USA prepares is long discussion. Complete discussion, not rapid fire. I was told by a radio station, the top management, hey, Vinny, hamburgers. If you just talk about who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield, Missouri, now that's good radio. To me, that's nonsense. So I've never done that, and of course, they threw me off the air for not following directions. But as far as the meetup, no. The people who were at the meetup, I have not seen them. I don't want to see them. I just can't believe the lack of loyalty. You know, these are the same people that, here's what would happen. We would have, I don't know, 100 people at the meetups a lot of the times, 100 people. Now think about that. That's a pretty big crowd in a restaurant, 100 people. And we would take over the restaurants. And when we had, the expo was coming, you know, the word on the street was, hey, if you go to the meetups, you'll get free tickets. So for the month before the expos, the crowd would swell for free tickets. Now, how much are these tickets? Well, at one time, they were $4 a day, $8 for the weekend. They increased at one point to I think maybe $14 for 2 days. And we did things like I've got a coffee mug in front of me. It's black. It's really, really nice. It says USA Prepares in white with our logo. On the other side, it says GCN, Genesis Communications Network. So it's really, really cool. And I sold them, we sold them for $8. Now, coffee mugs like that sell for $15. But what we did was we said, we don't want to sell you a coffee mug. Well, if you want coffee, you can get coffee for the entire weekend. Unlimited refills. It's $8 and you get the mug. So mug and a weekend of coffee for $8. Because we did not want to rip anybody else off. Not only that, what happens at these convention facilities, they make a lot of money. I didn't realize how much money they made, but they make a lot of money selling popcorn for $4 a bag, sodas for $3.50, little plates of snacks with like Doritos with cheese sauce on them for $4. In order to stop them from showing up and ripping our customers off, I had to pay them to not show up. And when it was all over, the city county facility beat me up because I wouldn't let them rip off our customers. I wouldn't let them sell the sodas for $3.50. I bought a soda machine. I bought my own soda machine used. And we put it on a truck, and this thing weighs 400 or 500 pounds. It's really heavy. That's why you don't see soda machines being stolen, because they're too heavy. And we put it on our truck, and I brought it to the meetup, and we programmed it for 75 cents. And we filled it up with name brand sodas for 75 cents instead of $3, because I needed to amortize the cost of the machine. That's what we did. And nobody knows that. Now you do. So these are the same people that wanted the free tickets, and they would help me out by accepting free tickets. Yeah, I can help you out. I can show up. You know, give me a free ticket, and I'll try to come. Really? So I don't want that anymore. I don't need that anymore. One guy said, hey, and he was at the meetup for years, and he was like a meetup type instructor. And he was going to help me with welding my bulldozer, our bulldozer. He's never shown up. Every once in a while I hear from him. Yeah, you know, I'm going to come out. It's been like 3 years. I have no interest in waiting for anybody like that. I have no interest in helping anybody like that. I will not, because these people have held me up. These are the same kind of people that say, oh, you know, I may stop by, you know, Saturday or Sunday. I don't know which, you know, and then I wait for them, and I put my plans on hold, my family's on hold so that we could be there if they show up, and they don't show up. It happens over and over again. No more. No more. We are at, and I mentioned this, we are at the point where someone says, I may show up, and let's say it's a friend. Okay. All right. Well, I don't expect them to show up. I don't expect it. So I don't wait. And if I leave the farm, I lock the gate. I'd love to hear more about what you've got to say. I think you want to talk about Craigslist. So David, please stay with us. So this is my rant. I'm just telling everybody what the GDP is really like. First-hand experience. These people outnumber us. And the problem is there's so many of these dumb bunnies.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So again, class, I just want to thank Steve Elkins. He called the farmhouse to ask if I needed a wingman because he knew that Gwyneth was unable to connect today. So I know for a fact, and I appreciate that, Steve, I really do, but I wanted to try something that I've never done before, and that's do a two-hour monologue or go solo with, you know, with calls. But I know for a fact that if I were in trouble, I know that, well, David, Joey, George, Margaret, Rich, and so many others would just call in. Kyle, I know that. I know that, and I really appreciate that. So I just want all of you to know that I know that you would come to my assistance, but there are so many whom I know in person who would not help me. And so I've never met David. I've never met George. I've never met Margaret. I've never met Kyle. Some of my friends, some of my best friends are people I've never met. And I think they know they can count on me and I can count on them, but that's rare. It's really rare that you can count on somebody today. David, you want to talk about Craigslist or did you want to comment on something I've just said?
Yeah, and I have a couple other things I'll tell you about, but you brought up about somebody building homes, but if you wish to hear about that later, I will tell you. But now, I've been through the same similar thing with you. When I was there at State and younger, people would come to me to help argue their points and fight for their what they needed accomplished. And they knew I would give them that all, and I would go in baring teeth. But then when it came to somebody standing there, you were I'd be standing there by myself. And then, but those same people, some of them had the nerve to call me later on and ask me for help after they stabbed me in the back when it all happened. So one guy told me a long time ago, I'll have to learn for myself what people are like. And that's when I did. And I said, they asked me for help. I said, sure, hold on a minute. And I hung up the phone. Done. I learned my lesson, to find honest, decent people to stand next to you. It's very hard today.
They're weak. They're afraid. They're a bunch of pansies. And that's why, and by the way, the village is over. I'm not doing it. I've been convinced by our detractors that I must be out of my mind. And I really appreciate their efforts in beating me up day after day after day. I really appreciate them doing it. And I'm not kidding. This is a sincere thank you, because they've shown me that I must be out of my mind to want to even try. So the Village Project is over. Thank you to 408 Magenta Magenta. And our Keith D. detractors. They have almost single-handedly, and I don't even know, maybe they are the same, but they have so few followers, nobody wants to follow them, but they've shown me that I'm wasting my time. I really appreciate that. Dave, you want to talk about Craigslist?
Yeah, I thought it was just me being too demanding about Craigslist. I put things on Craigslist years ago. Not so much. I tried something recently, within the last year. And I will not sell or buy anything unless I can talk to somebody on the phone. I will not deal with these stupid little lines. I won't do no transaction unless I can talk to you on the phone. And the last time I put something, and these people, you give them something decent, and they still want more. I had extra inverters here, and we would like to move and get out of here. So I figured, okay, these are brand new in the box. I'm going to sell one on Craigslist. $2,000. Guy said, look, I can get one off eBay or Amazon for $80. I'll give you $45. I told the guy, I said, look, one guy called. I said, I will tear it apart and turn around there and melt that thing down and sell it for scrap And it's
I've got a comment about that. I want to put an exclamation point on what you just said. And years ago, if you and I were having this discussion, I'd say, come on, David, that's crazy. David, I agree with you. And I don't have enough time before the break, but when we come back, I want to share a very short story about someone who did almost the same thing. And I applaud him for doing it. And when you hear what, you're going to think I'm crazy when I tell you this, but I'm in agreement with this person. It'll take a couple minutes to tell a story. We'll be right back. Stay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is saying that later today it will release a fully unredacted transcript of a telephone call President Trump had with the Ukrainian president, during which time Trump is alleged to have pressured his Ukrainian counterpart into investigating Joe Biden and his son. It's prompted Democrats to declare a start to formal impeachment proceedings. The Republican ranking member of the House Judiciary Panel, Doug Collins, says he has a message for Democrats.
The House of Representatives is not an arm of the DCCC campaign committee. They need to get to governing instead of attacking this president.
A new Quinnipiac University poll shows Senator Elizabeth Warren with 27% of Democratic voters and independent voters who lean Democratic, while Vice President Joe Biden has 25%. Pollsters say, given the margin of error, that's a tie. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
When you know it, the internet went down, completely down, just toward the end of that commercial break at the bottom of the hour. So I'm broadcasting via a telephone. David in Illinois is with us. So, David, here's the story I wanted to tell you. I have a friend. He's a senior, and he's been a farmer for a very, very long time. He's a brilliant
brilliant inventor. He's just given up on the farming business. I guess he's had it with farming, and he's had it with people. And so what he did was he took a very large tractor that he used with his hay mower. And, Klaus, the way a hay mower works is a hay mower usually is attached to the back of the tractor with the hydraulics to lift it up and down. And the mower may be 8 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet, 9 feet long. So you can cut hay with these really high-spinning blades. And when they cut the hay just falls down. It doesn't scatter it. It just falls down. One complete piece of grass rather than being chopped up. And so he had a hay mower on the back, just the way we do. We have a hay mower on the back of our tractor. But he decided that he was all alone and he would have more time if he could put a mower on the front of his tractor. So the way these hay mowers work is a 9-foot mower requires about 100 horsepower. And there's a drive shaft that turns the blades, and there's a hydraulic system that lifts up the mower. So you need hydraulics and a drive shaft. It's called the PTO, power takeoff shaft. Well, he fabricated a system that would allow him to use hydraulics. He'd split the hydraulics so he could put a hay mower on the front and raise it up and down. And he got a drive shaft to go from the back of the tractor to the front. He made all this. So he had a hay mower on the right-hand side of the rear of the tractor and another hay mower on the left-hand side of the front of the tractor. So he would have 9 feet plus 9 feet, 18 feet wide, independently articulating mowers. It was absolutely brilliant. But when he decided to go out of business, he decided to sell everything and just walk away from farming. And it was very sad. I used to buy hay from him. And when he did that, he decided he had had it with other people taking advantage of him. So he literally took his cutting torch and cut it all up. He wasn't going to let anybody have his brilliant, unprecedented, magnificent design. Nobody was going to get it. Not only that, we have a tractor with a front-end loader. And so we pick up these 1,000-pound bales of hay with the front-end loader, and we have a spear. And we just drive that spear into the center of the bale of hay, and we pick it up, and we can put it on a trailer. We can stack it in the barn. We can bring it around the farm, and we have another spear on the back. So we can back into a bale and raise that up, drive away with it, grab another bale with the front-end loader. I'm sorry, with the front-end loader and another spear, and we can pick up two. Not him. He fabricated a spear on the back with two spears. So he could back into one bale and then back into another bale and have two bales on the back. And then instead of having one bale on the front of the front-end loader, he had two spears. And he could pick up two bales at the same time. And then when he loaded them on a trailer, he could load two bales side by side, touching each other, and save probably three times the amount of time. That's what he did. But he cut it up. And I thought, and my initial reaction was, I can't believe it. I would have loved to have bought that. But he didn't think of me. He was thinking of all the other people. And he decided nobody was going to get his hard work. And that's the way I feel. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people coming and copying our expo. They think they have the right to steal all of our hard work to find the exhibitors, the speakers. That's what they do. There's a gun show that's called every one of our exhibitors. Who do they think they are? That's what people do today. And they are the successful ones. I don't know why, but they are. David?
Yeah, well, at least you made me feel a little better because I thought I was being too extreme when I told my wife that something happens to me, so nobody takes anything else from us again. You know, I got a sled, my guns, you cut them up, solar panels, you take the hammer to them. So I'd rather her throw this stuff away instead of somebody coming, our families or somebody taking it from us even after I'm gone. And so she's not left with nothing. She could easily just sell it for scrap metal. I don't care. But even if I'm gone, I don't want to see her taken from just because I'm not there. And I'm sorry, that's just the way I've become. From what I've seen and what have been done, I just, you know. And I would like to say something real quick. I didn't mean to say this, but you talked about people taken from your show. You mentioned this before. That last time I was on your show, I would have wrote this to you. But the very next week, we seen on the news, and we saved the YouTube clips from the news channels, three specific topics we talked about on your show. And it was from the Missouri area. And I'm like, what's the coincidence? 3 days in a row, what we talked about, they split it up. You know? And I'm like, so he must be right. You know?
Rich Sheehan says it. Joey says it. Other instructors say it. We talk about it. And then a couple days later, it'll be on the big microphones. They'll be saying what we said, or we'll be talking about it, and then it'll end up the next day or a couple days later on the internet as a first to appear article. But we've already talked about it.
Yeah.
And I believe, I really, and this, I'm not patting us on the back, but I really believe that we originate a lot of this information, and yet it's copied. And then at the same time, we're beat up by these low life degenerate detractors. That
some of these things that we've seen were too specific to be just a coincidence, you know. So
you're right, and not only that, I'll talk on the phone with someone about something that I haven't mentioned, I have not mentioned it on here, and I have not done a research, done searching on a search engine about it. Just talk about it on the phone. The next thing I know, I'm barraged with ads about that thing that we talked about that I hadn't talked about for 6 months. All of a sudden, I now see ads all over for what I talked about on the phone with somebody. We'll call him an instructor. We'll call him a friend. That's unbelievable. It's not a coincidence. It is deliberate. Our phone calls are being listened to. Our broadcasts are being listened to, recorded. And I believe that and I don't want to mention any names, but, you know, those major league broadcasters that everybody recognizes the name of, I believe they have staff that listen to us so that they know what they could talk about in the next couple of days once they learn about it and maybe do some research.
Mm-hmm. No. So, but... now, this kind of stuff like you've been dealing with people taking advantage of it, there's engineers that I worked with as a student, and they knew my history, but they didn't bring it up. But they introduced me to farmers and showed me, and this one engineer built three homes. By the time he built his third home, he dealt with all the mistakes he made. He was almost all self-sufficient except for electricity. Now, they didn't have the solar panels out back then. But he had everything like you did. He had the Cub, you know, the Case tractors and the Cub Cadets, and he showed me everything. He had put two wells in instead of one. So when the drought came, he was the only one that had water. But since he started the community, he had the tractor. Everybody in his community that they started, well, he was responsible. He said not only did they expect to use his tractor, his backhoe and with the bucket for, they use it for snow removal. They expected him to gas it up. And I said, well, don't that get you mad? And they bring it back empty. He goes, not anymore. I just tell them there's no gas. He said, I just don't care. I don't talk to them. They hate me here. Because he wouldn't let, so he went and had to go have his permission to put water pipes through the property. He said, they wanted me to pay $1,800. I got two wells. Tried to tell them. I didn't run out of water. And me and him put the piping underground from his gutters. They thought he was nuts to his wells. And he put caps in there, so when it filled up, they thought he was nuts. He was the only one that didn't run out of water. You know. But then they wanted him. They wanted his. And he just said, I don't care. Don't talk to him. You're going to meet those people. You're going to have to, he told me, you're going to have to realize they're just going to take advantage of you. You're going to have to learn to walk away. You know.
Yes, Jason, by the way, we're back on the internet. If you want to put me back on, that'd be great. So, Jason, are you there? Great. Thank you very much.
But okay. He took me to farm auctions where I met farmers where I could buy a dozen of eggs. I mean, 20 dozen of eggs for a dollar, a bushel of lettuce for a dollar. And at first I felt bad, and these farmers were like, no, no, kid, it's okay. This is what I do. And they treated me like a human being. And you know one thing about that stuff, though, real quick? Before we got that stuff home, we would stop at a country auction. That lady was always happy to see us because she would wind up conning some of the stuff off us, you know, before we even got it home. But I met the nicest people, and they weren't rich people. Those farmers were barely making it, but they were glad to get that dollar and to talk to you and tell you stuff.
Yeah, that's what a lot of farmers are like, and we're losing our farms, and the GDP is going to go hungry. Because I believe the farmers are going to remember what it's been like, how they've been ignored, how they have not been supported in favor of the factory farms. And so I mentioned that we raise the finest beef in the world, right here, on our farm. No pesticides, herbicides. We don't inject them unless they're sick. We don't do the stuff that most farmers do. We don't use growth hormones. Our beef is grass-fed. They don't get corn. All they get is vitamins, minerals, supplements, and once in a while they might get an antibiotic if they're sick. That's it for the most part. So I mentioned that if Barry and the Bandits sent their minion over here and said, hey, we want some of the finest beef in the world, it's not available for Barry and the Bandits because they want to steal from us. It's not available. If some of our meetup people said, hey, can I buy half a cow or a cow? No. It's not available to them. I am at that point. The book that I'll probably be talking about on Friday, the book that I've been writing, I don't know if I'm going to even publish it because I don't want the detractors to get it. The website is down because of the detractors. And I appreciate them doing that because I don't have to work on the website anymore. Because they beat us up. They're teaching me. They're teaching me so many lessons that I needed to learn about how the GDP operates. Dave, we're going into a break. I want to read an email from between me and an author. I'd love to hear your comments on this when we come back. It's just what we've been talking about, the GDP.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les David's with us. He's in Illinois. And I want to read to you an email. And I also want to tell you that I've done something today that I've never done, and that is do 2 hours by myself with some calls. Normally, USA Prepares is with another instructor. And I felt uncomfortable doing a broadcast by myself. No longer do I feel that way. When I was in elementary school, high school, and college, I avoided public speaking at all costs. I avoided computer classes at all costs because I didn't like them. I was terrified of them. Terrified of public speaking. When I went into banking, I ended up teaching myself about computer systems, and I designed some leading-edge systems. Leading-edge in the leading industry that uses computer technology, banking. And I taught myself how to broadcast because I thought it was important to wake up the masses. The masses have taught me a lot. And today I did something that I've never done before, and that's go without a safety net on the air. What I'm telling you is you can do it too. If I can do it, you can do it. Right? If you want to. So here is an email. Now, why did I send this guy an email? I'm going to tell you his first name. I'm not going to give him any more publicity than he's going to get with by just using his first name. I saw on the internet someone posted a comment and asked me to contact this guy. He's a great guy, allegedly. So I did. I contacted him. And he's an author. He's an eco-warrior. And someone who believes he's can save the planet. Now, according to Wikipedia, this guy, and I'm going to quote this from Wikipedia, quote, accordingly, he exhorts readers and audiences to help bring an end to industrial civilization, promoting its dismantling by any means necessary, thus challenging pacifism, since he believes that violence may be justified at times, particularly as a form of self-defense or resistance against oppression. That's what they say on Wikipedia about this guy whose first name is Derek. So he's written this book. And so I wrote to Derek because an email contacted him through his website contact information. And I said, Derek, I'm the host of USA Prepares, the radio broadcast on GCNlive.com. Are you interested in a one-hour call-in radio interview with me? I believe that we're on the same page. May I call you to discuss our radio faculty is the best of the best. Seriously. We'll need your phone number, though. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. That was the first thing I sent to him. I received a response from Derek saying, thank you for your note. Sure, we can talk about it. What would you like to talk about? Thank you, Derek. I responded, Derek, energy is a big concern. We've become used to wasting inexpensive fuels derived from the ground, oil and gas, and there is no substitute. And very few are discussing it. And we will run out if we don't choke first. I live on a farm and have the only transcontinental solar-powered radio broadcast currently in operation. We all need to reduce, reuse, and be way more frugal. That is what we teach 5 days a week, 2 hours per day. If interested, please email your phone number so we can discuss you being on the air for at least 1 hour. No hidden agenda, no costs. We are all volunteers. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. Response from Derek. Dear Vincent, thank you for your note. That sounds fine. I'll be glad to do an interview. Should I bring my friend into the conversation who handles my calendar? Thank you, Derek. I respond, sure, bring your friend. I can call you this weekend or right after today's broadcast. I finish at 11 a.m. Central Time. I will need your phone number or you can call me. And I gave him my phone number. And it says landline. My phone was landline. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. I get another email from him. Dear Vincent, thank you for your note. Why do we have to do a pre-interview? Thank you, Derek. My next and final email to Derek. Derek, never mind. This is too complicated. I never put anyone on the air without discussing the broadcast with him or her first. Think of it as due diligence. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. So I threw him overboard. What I'm trying to tell you is this is what it's like. Do you think that I would put someone on as an expert without figuring out if he's really an expert? Do you think that I would trust the time that we have on the radio that will never be able to be replaced with someone that I haven't verified is the real deal? Do you really think that? And this guy just won't cooperate. So I threw him overboard. David, you've got the last part of this minute. Do you have any comments?
Yes, so what I've noticed recently since talking to people, there's people that live it and there's people that make a career out of it.
What do you mean by that?
There's people that make their career out of it by saying they're doing these things, but they don't actually totally live it. They're in it for the income, face value.
You're absolutely right, and we find that there are people who are promoting carbon-friendly, carbon-neutral, and they are wasting the world's resources with reckless abandon. David, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.